KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off with high school sports from last night, a number of area wrestling teams getting their seasons underway, and that included Atlantic Cam as they hosted a duel against Underwood. A good Underwood team was ranked 8th there in Class 1A coming into the season, and Atlantic able to just edge them out, 39-34, the final there for that duel. Winners for the Trojans included Clevi Johnson, Jackson Bell, Tanner O'Brien, Jared Armstrong, Caden Stutzman, Brendan Casey, and Devin McKay. Underwood got victories from Gable Porter, Blake Allen, Stevie Barnes, Weston Allen, Jackson Bell, Caden Fleek, Carter Davis, and Chris Gardner there in that duel last night. So Atlantic Cam opening up there with a tight to good duel win there over Underwood. Also, in other wrestling action, in a quad at Shenandoah, it was Mount Air picking up three victories, 48-30 over East Mills, 42-12 over Shenandoah, and 36-30 over Southwest Valley. East Mills topping Shenandoah 51-6, and they beat Southwest Valley 40-21. And Southwest Valley, a 46-12 winner over Shenandoah there as well. In a quad at Clarinda, it was Clarinda with three victories, 72-0 over Albany, Missouri, 72-0 over Griswold, and 69-0 over Maryville, Missouri. Albany, Missouri beat Griswold 24-18, and Maryville, Missouri, a 39-12 winner over Griswold, and they also topped Albany 36 there, winning on the tiebreak. Also in a quad at Missouri Valley, it was Missouri Valley 43-30 over Trainer. Missouri Valley also 66-18 over Tri-Center, and they topped Denison Schleswig 61-18. Trainer picked up two wins on the night, 45-24 over Denison Schleswig, 60-12 over Tri-Center, and Denison Schleswig topping Tri-Center as well, 42-24. In a double duel at Winterset, it was Creston Orion Maxburg 72-6 over Perry, and Winterset topped Creston 40-24. In a double duel at Woodbine, Logan Magnolia 84-0 over Audubon, and Woodbine topped Audubon 30-24. In a quad at ACGC, it was ACGC with a couple of wins, 47-12 over East Union and 45-18 over Nottoway Valley. West Central Valley, a 54-24 winner over East Union, and they topped Nottoway Valley 45-29. Nottoway Valley, a 42-18 winner over East Union. In a triangular over at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, it was Lamar's 51-17 over AL. They also topped Bishop Heelan 36-35, and Bishop Heelan, a 51-27 winner over Abe Lincoln. In a quad at Wayne, it was Central Decatur picking up three victories, 51-6 over Wayne, 48-18 over Stanbury, Missouri, and 48-23 over Bedford-Lenox. Bedford-Lenox winning twice, 54-12 over Wayne and 60-12 over Stanbury, Missouri. And then Stanbury topped Wayne 48-18. And in a triangular at Thomas Jefferson, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton 72-12 over Thomas Jefferson, and Sioux City East beat TJ 54-24. That's your high school wrestling scoreboard there from last night. Moving on to high school basketball, a few games scattered around the area. In girls' hoops and Hawkeye 10 play, it was Denison Schleswig 59-27 over Storm Lake. In the Rolling Valley, West Monona 85-34 over West Harrison. Woodbine beat Missouri Valley 53-17. Corner Conference, Sydney a 44-36 winner over Johnson-Brock, Nebraska. It was Stanton beating Riverside 64-20. Pride of Iowa play, Bedford 56-39 over Murray. Martinsdale-St. Mary's beat Woodward Granger 60-33. In boys' hoops, in Hawkeye 10 play, Blair, Nebraska beating Harlan in overtime, 64-60. Storm Lake was a 59-46 winner over Denison Schleswig. In Western Iowa play, Trainer top Bishop Heelan 64-50. Rolling Valley action, Glidden Ralston 74-48 over West Central Valley. West Harrison beat West Monona 69-60. And Woodbine a 61-21 winner over Missouri Valley. Corner Conference action, Johnson Brock, Nebraska beat Sydney 56-44. And Stanton over Riverside 65-258. That's a look at your high school basketball scoreboard from last night. Now, coming up tonight, we'll have a doubleheader for you at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Hawkeye 10 play. A good test for Atlantic on both fronts with a girl-boy doubleheader. Glenwood comes to town here tonight. Rams have the top-ranked team on the girls' side, and they've got, of course, a good returning core in their boys' team as well. Should be a couple of good tests for Atlantic here this evening, some good games. 6 o'clock will be the girls' start time. Boys will follow about 7:30. We'll start our pregame coverage around 5:45 or so, and you'll be able to catch it here on air and online and be able to watch over on KJN TV here tonight for Atlantic and Glenwood basketball double dip. The latest Iowa girls high school basketball rankings out yesterday, and in Class 1A, Newell Fonda still top-ranked, followed by Bishop Garrigan, St. Ansgar, Kingsley Pearson, and MMCRU. Exira EHK is ranked 7th. Cam comes in at number 13, St. Albert at number 12, Stanton jumping in at number 15 as well, or staying at number 15 this week. Cam jumped into that poll. Logan Magnolia drops out this week. In Class 2A, West Branch is top-ranked, followed by Maquoketa Valley, South Central Calhoun, North Lynn, and Dyke New Hartford. Nottoway Valley sits at number 7. HSTW is ranked 10th, Trainer at 14, and IKM Manning at 15. In Class 3A, Des Moines Christian top-ranked, followed by West Liberty, Cherokee, Clear Lake, and Center Point Urbana. Panorama sits at number 6. And then in Class 4A, Glenwood is top-ranked, followed by Gilbert, Ballard, Waverly-Shellrock, Central DeWitt. And then it's also Denison-Sleshwig ranked 9th, and Harlan ranked 11th, Creston ranked 13th there in that latest poll as they get moved back into that correct classing there in Class 4A. In Class 5A, Waterloo West is top-ranked, followed by Southeast Polk, Johnston, Waukee, and Iowa City West. Those are your latest rankings there from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union for girls basketball. Moving on now here to college basketball, a game we had for you on the radio last night. Luca Garza scored 35 points and had 10 rebounds as third-ranked Iowa rolled to a 99-58 win over Western Illinois. Playing in his first game since the death of his father, Jack Nungy tied a career high with 18 points.
He just knows how to play. He knows how to get open. He can stretch the floor and make threes. His length is effective defensively. He affects the game in so many different ways. See him come out and get 18 points and really be on the floor at a critical juncture in the game. It's just an amazing feeling as a coach. I'm just so thrilled for Jack and for his family.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey there. Next up for the Hawkeyes is a Tuesday game against North Carolina.
We're obviously stepping up in class. No disrespect to the three teams we just played. But, you know, when you're playing Carolina, it's a different animal. And you kind of have to be locked in every possession at both ends, to beat that team.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes will need to become more consistent as that schedule gets tougher. It was an impressive return for Nungy, who missed most of last season with a knee injury.
I was really excited to go out there and compete with my brothers. It's been a long road for me. It's been over a year since I played a game. And to finally just go out there and show what I can do felt really good for me.
Nungy had missed the first two games after going home to attend his father's funeral.
And it's been really difficult, I got to be honest. But my mom's strong, my family's strong, my siblings are all strong, and, you know, we're going to get through this. And that's just something that we've all talked about. And I think being able to play a game, you know, it gave him a distraction for a night. And that was really good for my family.
The Hawkeyes are now 3-0. In other college basketball action and top 25 play, Remy Martin produced another impressive performance on Cal's home floor, finishing with 22 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds as number 25 Arizona State beat the Golden Bears 70-62 in the Pac-12 opener for both schools. Prize freshman Josh Christopher added 14 points for the Sun Devils. And then also Kia Aluma had 17 points and 12 rebounds as number 16 Virginia Tech won its 34th consecutive non-conference game at home, beating VMI 64-57 on Thursday night. David McCormick scored 17 points and Ochai Agbeji added 16, and Jalen Wilson had 12, helping 7th-ranked Kansas cruise to an 89-54 victory over lower division Washburn in the Jayhawks' long-delayed home opener. Also, in NBA news, Anthony Davis is finalizing a 5-year contract worth up to $190 million to return to the Lakers, according to his agent, one day after LeBron James agreed to a 2-year $85 million contract extension there as well. The Nuggets have re-signed forward Paul Millsap to a 1-year deal. That follows the departures of key frontcourt players Jeremy Grant and Mason Plumlee in free agency. Mavericks center Kristaps Porzingis is upbeat as he prepares for the start of the season to be delayed over another knee issue. Porzingis had surgery in October after injuring his right knee in the first career playoff game in August. 7'3" Latvian missed 20 months after tearing the ACL in his left knee in what ended up being his final game with the Knicks in early 2018. Andrew Holiday says the Bucks' big investment at him really made him feel like they wanted him to be there. The Bucks traded guards Eric Bledsoe and George Hill, first-round draft choice R.J. Hampton, plus two future first-round selections as part of a 4-team trade to pick up Holiday. The Bucks gave the New Orleans Hornets the right to swap two future first-round picks as well. In the NFL, the unbeaten Pittsburgh Steelers and defending champion Kansas City Chiefs are closing in on clinching their respective divisions going into Week 13. The Steelers, who are 11-0, can wrap up the AFC North with a win over Washington on Monday night and a Browns loss against Tennessee on Sunday. The Steelers can clinch a playoff spot with a win or losses by the Raiders, Dolphins, or Colts on Sunday. The Chiefs can take the AFC West again with a win over the Broncos on Sunday night and a Raiders loss to the winless Jets, or earn a playoff spot with a win. And in the NFC, the Saints, who have won 8 in a row, can clinch a playoff spot with a win and a loss by the reeling Bears. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports has been brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.